Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there is a huge demand for there to be non-doctors or non-medical professionals giving medical advice. I think people are sick of the cost. They're sick of the waits. They don't get to have a relationship with their doctor anymore because they never get to see their doctor. It's always somebody new. When they do get an appointment, it was after a 5-month or 6-month wait. And so as a doctor, I'm not surprised. It kills me to see doctors wanting to be, people want to replace doctors with tech. But I'm not surprised. I mean, we did it to ourselves. Now, we allowed Obamacare to be passed and HMOs to take over such that it's all about volume these days. We've allowed our little, you know, neighborhood family doctor's offices that were there, open on Sundays and Saturdays and there for patients to be consumed by Obamacare and companies that can manage the high deductibles and the lack of money coming in from insurance companies or patients and just corporate rehaul medicine. And if we're already surrendering as doctors to corporate America and to politics, then we're surrendering to tech as well. So how good is tech? So ChatGPT, and, you know, I'm doing a study also with some students on this, because the students are busy, we just haven't had time to finish. But there's been another study looking at ChatGPT, which is the AI online portal, which could be free, or I think there's also paid subscriptions. And a study from the American Society of, College of Pharmacy, found that their questions were not always answered with the most accuracy. So drug-related questions were posed as part of a study by pharmacists, and they found that 75% of responses were incomplete or inaccurate. Researchers at the American Society of Health System Pharmacists posed questions. And these questions were provided over a 16-month time frame between 2022 and 2023. Pharmacists researched and answered 45 questions. Those responses were reviewed by a second investigator to serve as the standard by which ChatGPT's answers would be judged. 6 of those questions were left out due to a lack of literature to provide a data-driven response. So there were 39 questions left that ChatGPT had to answer. So they have to, you know, ChatGPT is going to answer, you know, what's right. I mean, look at what happened with masks and vaccines. Do vaccines have side effects? Well, the correct answer to that is yes, everything has side effects. But, you know, is it narrative driven? Is it? So there needed to be an objective answer of, you know, can calcium channel blockers cause swelling? You know, something that is pretty much non-political, non-narrative, that it has been established in the scientific journals. So the study found that ChatGPT provided satisfactory answers to only 10 of them. The other 29 questions, there were 11 cases in which ChatGPT didn't even directly address the question. 10 instances where the response was inaccurate, and then plus 12 incomplete answers. Researchers also asked ChatGPT to provide references in its responses, which it did in just 8 of its answers. Each included non-existent references per the study. Healthcare professionals and patients, they say, should be cautious about using ChatGPT as an authoritative source for medication-related information. And that's really what the gist of it is. People are going to these computers, and they are going to ChatGPT to get an answer. My child has a fever. What could it be? And I get that you have humans that forget things. You have humans that might have cheated in school or had a parent bribe for them to go to school. Or, you know, got in not based on, you know, their test scores, but on some other ulterior motive that the university wanted. Who knows? Friend of a friend, nepotism, satisfied a quota. Who knows? And so there's testing and there's standardized tests that doctors especially and pharmacists and dentists have to pass. But I get there's also age-related changes. Look at Biden. So people are saying, look, how do we know that the doctor's right? How do we know that the human is right? And so many people will actually compare what you say to the computer. And it's always nice when they say, you know, the computer agrees with you. Yeah, thank you. They should. Why wouldn't they? But there's also something that you cannot replicate, such as instinct. When I had a patient call into the telemedicine platform saying, I have diverticulitis, I need my antibiotics because I have pain in the left side of the abdomen. And I've had diverticulitis before. And I'm talking to him, and I'm just getting a different feeling. I'm like, I hate to say this, but I don't want to diagnose you with diverticulitis over the phone. I know the telemedicine platform said we can, but I'm just not, I don't know if this is diverticulitis. I know you're telling me all the symptoms of it because you have them in front of you, but, you know, you're also sounding kind of sick. And maybe you have COVID or something else. It could be a kidney stone. It could be something going on with the kidney. Can you please get yourself checked out? Well, thank God he was cool. And he did. And he writes me the next day saying, thank God you sent me. I actually did have COVID, and it caused a blood clot in my renal vein. And I had renal vein thrombosis. It could have killed the kidney. It could have killed me. And I thought it was diverticulitis. Now, he had all the symptoms that ChatGPT or any other doctor would over the phone go, okay, yeah, that sounds like diverticulitis. He had fever, left lower quarter pain, but it could be something else. And I just wasn't buying it. Is it God speaking to me? Is it just, you know, I don't know. But I got a sixth sense, and I was like, no. Same thing with that lady that came in saying, I have asthma, I need a refill of my inhaler, I'm a new patient, and I ended up diagnosing a heart tumor. You have to have instinct. You can't replicate that in computers. But you also can't replicate that by a doctor who is, bridled by all sorts of corporate BS. We got to bring back instinct to medicine. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We are live 9 to noon Pacific time, or noon to 3 Eastern time. And so some of you have been trying to call in at night, trying to call, and we love that you're calling in. We do have an voicemail and an answering machine that is set up digitally for you to leave your questions so we can play it on air and then we can answer it. Of course, we can take your questions if you do not want them to be on air. We try to do our best to answer all of them, and you can do that by going to our website at drdahlia.com and going to the contact page. We appreciate your calls and your comments, but yeah, our show is live 9 to noon Pacific, noon to 3 Eastern. So for those of you that listen at that time, we love it. You could call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI or 1-877-362-3254. But if you listen to us delayed, not a problem. We will answer your question as soon as possible. So masks. To mask or not to mask. Here we are 4 years after the pandemic was made known to us, maybe just a couple weeks shy of that, even though we think the pandemic was already here in America in November of 2019. But we're roughly at the four-year mark, and most of us Americans are hoping that America learned their lesson, and that our public officials and that the government learned their lesson when it came to masks, when it came to mandates. And I think we're finding that, no, people are double-downing. They're saying what they did was right. As you saw with the DeSantis Newsom, Governor Newsom of California and Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, their debate on with Sean Hannity last Thursday. It was last Thursday. It was during the Dallas game. Yeah, I was pretty upset about that. But anyway, you don't see a lot of, you know what, we were wrong. You know, we told people to wear masks that weren't necessarily protecting them. People got shot and stabbed over these rules that they had to enforce. Security guards would get stabbed. One kid got shot in the head while he was at a convenience store working because he told somebody he had to wear a mask. And the guy said, all right, I'll go out. He went, got his gun, came back and shot the clerk. One of the biggest clusters in half. And as a physician, what should have always happened, and what should happen right now, is the government or any public official should say, hey guys, studies have been done on the types of masks that protect people against infectious disease. And a lot of what you were wearing was not effective. These are masks that have some effectivity, and you might want to have them as we're coming into the cough, cold, flu, COVID season. They may be a barrier, which is what Fauci originally said before he flip-flopped. They may provide a barrier, may decrease viral load, but they need to be cleaned out. You need to be able to breathe, and you know they need to be thrown out properly in biohazard when they're not when they've been used and they're wet with your respirations. And so, if you want to protect yourself, isolating masks could help. But as with every cough, cold, and flu season, you need to build up your immunity. Eating well, exercising well, having natural immunity, vaccine immunity. These are the tools. It's your choice. Period. And that, you know, but no. We're being told that 31 states are still recommending face masks to protect against COVID. That, I don't mind the recommendation. But what I mind is what is constituted as a face mask. When somebody in New Zealand was told she couldn't be in a store because she wasn't wearing a mask, so she took off her panties and put them on her face, that's not a face mask. A ski mask is not a medical authorized face mask for infectious disease. It's a ski mask. Still has holes in it. And so, I don't think that everybody's kind of learned their lesson. And I want to make sure that advice is proper. I also want to make sure people have access to N95 respirator masks. Now, some studies have come out saying these N95 respirator masks have chemicals on them. And that you need to actually let the mask breathe for 30 minutes before you put it on your face or you get all these chemicals on you. See, the issue with masks is masks are temporary. Masks in the medical setting, which I have worn for years, you put them on. When you deal with the patient, you take them off and you throw them out. 10 minutes. Not standing there wearing them for 8 full hours. Raising your concentrations of carbon dioxide. So we really need, if we are going to be recommending, hey guys, face masks could help. You got to be honest about it. What type of face mask? Do they have to be cleaned? Do they have to be changed out? Do they have to be thrown out? How many seconds of your respiration and water is expired in your respiration? Does it take until that mask is ineffective? There are hospital workers that were using one mask all day. when you breathe on it and get it wet, it already loses its efficacy. Is that 30 seconds? Is that 2 minutes? So, depending on the mask, we would throw out the mask after you were with a patient. Because one, it was contaminated because that patient breathed on you. Number two is you breathed into it, and so it was already wet. Microscopically. So we threw it out. You go through 20 masks a day. Now, somebody could say, but Dr. Dahlia, for the environment, you really could use one mask. I mean, I guess you could, but if we're going to be having a mask policy, we really need to be honest about when the mask becomes ineffective. Now, in the UK, Daily Mail is reporting that an infectious disease doctor who advised that the UK government testified that there was no proof that face covering stopped viral transmission and may have even raised the risk of getting infected because it gave people a false sense of security. They're not wrong. I saw people say, look at how we changed the guidance of going back to work with COVID. Right? You're technically infectious about 10 days. But because nobody was going back to work, the CDC said, well, okay, 5 days you could go back, but wear a mask. And what were people wearing? Were they wearing medically grade masks? Hazmat suit masks? No. They were wearing ski masks. They were wearing bandanas, gaiters. Well, they were probably spreading COVID then. One review done by the Cochrane Institute failed to find solid evidence that masks reduced COVID cases, hospital admissions, or deaths globally during the pandemic. But the CDC still recommends masks for people in high areas. So here's the thing. I don't mind if you want to use it as a barrier. But I mind if the advice isn't, it's got to be clean. It's got to be thrown out after being used for a few minutes. It's cast to be a medical grade mask. But if you're saying, oh yeah, wear a gaiter, no. 31 states are outright recommending masks, especially those who are high risk, or have some sort of mask guidance. And again, I'm not surprised by there being guidance. But we really need the CDC starting to catch up to what other countries are. You know, and I understand. If the CDC at all changes their outdated guidelines, then they could, unfortunately, hurt the Biden administration and his chance for re-election. Because the CDC, which should have never been like this, but CDC is an arm of the government and has to support the current administration. It really has to be separate from that. So the CDC, their guidance is, when hospital admission levels are low, fewer than 10 per 100,000 people, you could choose a wear to mask at any time. But when the levels are high, medium to high, 10 to 20 admissions per 100,000 people, you are at high risk for getting sick, so wear a high-quality mask or respirator. If you have household or social contact with someone at high risk of getting very sick, wear a mask indoors. Again, what type of mask? How often should you throw it out? When levels are high, 20 or more admissions per 100,000 people, you should wear a high-quality mask or respirator. So basically they're saying that if you're in a city that has COVID, flu, etc., you should be wearing a mask. Again, where's the advice on what to do with it? So do masks make a difference? Well, as a doctor, I would wear them with patients. If I don't want to get tuberculosis, meningitis, etc., and I wanted a barrier, I use a mask. And I think it does provide a barrier. But I think after it gets dirty, it could actually do the opposite. It could give you a false sense of security. You could also be getting side effects from that mask in terms of the hypercapnia and the extra carbon dioxide, as well as the germs. So there's a process to masks. It's just not practical for everybody to be doing them outside in the real world. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home.
With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
USA News Update. Former President Donald Trump sitting down with Fox News' Sean Hannity last night in Iowa for a town hall meeting. When asked if he thought Joe Biden would get the Democratic nod, he does not believe that he'll make it. And asked if he would run things like a dictator if he got back into office, he said only on the first day when he closes the border and starts drilling. The late Justice Sandra Day O'Connor will lie in repose in the Great Hall of the Supreme Court on December 18th. The public can pay respects on that Monday. CVS overhauling its prescription drug pricing methodology. The drugstore chain will introduce CVS Cost Vantage, a new approach employing a formula considering the drug cost, a fee, and a predetermined markup to calculate both the drug's price and reimbursement with pharmacy benefit managers. Corey Myers, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So racism, anti-Semitism, bigotry is big in this country. Is the country a racist country? Is the country a bigoted country? No. I don't think the whole country is like that. But I think there are signs of groups and individuals, and it's very individual, of people who are anti-Semitic. Bigoted, discriminatory. And so I think that's something that we have been seeing throughout the decades, and we're seeing again now in the form of anti-Semitism. I don't think the country is anti-Semitic. I don't think the country is bigoted or racist, but I do think there are entities that should be speaking out, doing a little bit better job, and they're not. And yesterday, when House Republicans interviewed the presidents of UPenn, MIT, Harvard, there were some shocking answers when the congressional members asked them about other students calling for genocide of Jews. And President Claudine Gay had answered back saying it depends on the context. Depends on the context. Any sort of genocide against anybody, whether they're Jewish, Catholic, LDS, Muslim, Protestant, Hindu, we don't condone in America. That's why we're not a racist country. Okay? There is freedom of religion. That's freedom of, and you know, if your religion is calling for the death of others, no. Yeah, you know, there's no hate speech that we will allow to propagate in the name of religion. But to call on the death of Jews, the genocide of Jews, as, well, you know what, it really is contextual. That's a problem. Now, apparently, Harvard is walking back some of that and trying to do damage control. So it looks like they tweeted a statement from President Gay saying there are some who have confused a right to free expression with the idea that Harvard will condone calls for violence against Jewish students. Let me be clear. Calls for violence or genocide against the Jewish community or any religious or ethnic group are vile. They have no place at Harvard, and those who threaten our Jewish students will be held to account. So 24 hours later, we get this statement. But UPenn and MIT have not corrected their president's comments. So, you know, I am very shocked that our education system, which is epitomized by our Ivy Leagues, and they are the ones that are, you know, taking care of our students and writing curriculum and making the future leaders of America, to be able to stand by while this is happening. Free expression is not genocide. If you tell a room full of kids in a school that I am going to kill you, you will be arrested. That is not free expression of speech. If you tell a room full of children that you want to have sex with them, again, that is not free expression. That is not what is guaranteed by the Constitution. There are, you can't yell fire in a movie, a crowded movie theater. And so to see that these presidents, and females, by the way, who saw the carnage of babies being killed, beheaded, women being raped, paraded naked in the streets of Gaza, to have nothing other than, okay, what happened October 7th was horrible. And we support our students, especially those who have family that are still currently held hostage. And nobody should be going after any population or calling for any death of anybody on our campus. That's not what our school's about. Our schools teach. But as I said earlier, these schools have become political hotbeds. The focus of school isn't so much, you know what, we're going to teach you econ, we're going to teach you bio, we're going to teach you law, so that you can go out there and be a really good economist, a really good doctor, or biologist, a really good lawyer. The focus is, all right, here's for free speech, this is what we're going to talk about, looks like this, we need to unionize, we need to unite, you know, for this cause. And mind you, college is a very fun time. And for people who want to do something for their community, I did a lot of community service. You might get politically charged. I don't mind. Be Democrat, Republican, I don't care. But advocating for the systematic murder of Jews, posters saying Hitler was right, from the river to the sea, clean the world of Israel. This is genocide being propagated and called for in these protests. No. And when students feel like they have to hide their religion, or they have to actually physically hide in libraries, or that teacher in that middle school who had to hide in her office, that you would think the epitome of education, the Ivy League, the tippity top of educational institutions would be the first to condemn it. And for them to go, it really depends on the context. Can you please then share with me, which would have been my follow-up question. I don't know if they did that, but my follow-up question would be, can you please tell me which context is the genocide of another group of students or individuals allowed? If you're saying it's not allowed depending on context, what is the context then when it's allowed, when it's okay? That would have been my follow-up question. So Representative Elise Stefanik, I think she is a Republican from New York, was, pretty aggressive with that, with her questioning. And, she said, I asked the question in such a way that it was an easy yes, that calling for the genocide of Jews, in fact, violates her policies and code of conduct when it comes to bullying and harassment. She said their answers were pathetic. I was so shaken. So Jewish students have spoken out. They're begging for leadership to do something. And you know what? Maybe this is the start of the demise of the Ivy League monopoly on education. I think, I would not, if I was a parent, spend the $50,000, $60,000 a year, however much it costs, to send somebody to a place where they feel like they could be threatened and hurt. And I understand the colleges are trying to allow there to be all sides speaking. But what happens at these protests and, standing there with signs, peaceful assembly is something we all support. But roaming through the halls, chanting that, that student at Cornell that said Jews need to be raped and thrown over a cliff. No, that's not peaceful assembly. Wanting the Israel-Hamas war to stop is peaceful assembly. Saying they want Israel dead is not. Put an end to terrorism. That's peaceful. Killing, raping, And college students should be pretty much able to figure that out. They're going to Harvard, for crying out loud. 1-877-DOCS-ALLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some breaking news we got early this morning was Norman Lear, legendary TV producer, died at the age of 101. Norman Lear was very well known for a lot of the sitcoms and actually turned around 1970s television with Archie Bunker, then the spinoff Good Times and Maude. Maude, I think, came before Good Times. These were long-running shows. All in the Family lasted, I think, from 1971 to 1979. The Jeffersons, 1975 to 1985. A lot of spinoffs that came from All in the Family. Sanford and Son. Loved, you know, all those shows when I was a kid. Yeah, I might not have gotten all the jokes, but, you know, it was, you know, they were very, just, you know, very creative. And he was a progressive activist, as many people in Hollywood are, you know, had spoke out against, you know, religion, and I didn't really follow his politics. Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, religion is a choice. And if you want religion, you should be able to, you know, observe it as long as it's not hurting anybody else. And I think religion helps a lot of individuals from a health standpoint, mental health standpoint. But if you don't have a religion, that's okay, too. You know, don't force it. Now, whether that's progressive or that's conservative or but, you know, religion is an individual relationship with God. And Norman Lear had spoken about that, but he had also spoken against, you know, being forced or people feeling forced. But his shows were fascinating in that they tackled hot button issues. And what was really, really interesting is Archie Bunker, who would go off, you know, on, was it Ford or whatever, he would be arguing with Meathead, not Carl Reiner, Rob Reiner. And it was funny in that, you know, people would watch and, although they might disagree with a lot of, you know, Archie Bunker was supposed to be a character that was extreme and bigoted and all that. It was shocking when society found that some of the things he was saying, you know, again, that was not a part of the more flower child hippie sort of progressive movement. You know, it's really interesting when some of these shows that were intended to kind of have a sort of following and an agreement that this is not okay in society takes a different turn. So Family Ties, I don't know if Norman Lear did Family Ties, but Family Ties is a perfect example of this, where Michael Keaton was Michael Keaton, who was played by Michael J. Fox, was a very staunch Republican. And we'd be talking about the Iran-Contra hearings, and he supported Ronald Reagan and all that. And what was so funny is while the family was more liberal, progressive, his character was so loved that many people became more conservative as a result of that. Because they, especially kids, they're like, I don't really like what the parents are talking about. I kind of like Alex Keaton. So I agree with him. He's wearing a suit. He's wearing a briefcase. He's very determined. You know, he's dating pretty girls. I align myself more with that. And it was funny because I think President Reagan had credited a lot of his popularity to Michael J. Fox's Alex Keaton and invited him to the White House, I'm hearing. And when Michael J. Fox said, yes, but, you know, I'm not Republican, he said, that's okay. I still want to thank you. I, you know, very cool that you know, you could be Democrat, Republican, and still be. I mean, now people are like, I am never going to the White House. If I go to the White House, it's yeah, you can meet the president. Of course you can. You know, and so, you know, when shows kind of take another turn, Good Times was a fantastic show, one of my favorite. Good Times, I love that. And Florence, the mom, was talking to Thelma as Thelma wanted to live with somebody. And the women of the 70s were starting to challenge some of the old adage of you have to wait till you're married, be a virgin when you marry. And she wanted to live with her boyfriend. And she's arguing with Florence on, you know, you don't buy a pair of shoes without trying them on. And you hear, you know, whoop, you're right, yeah, you know, throw the audience, like, whoo, yeah. And then you hear Florence say, but nobody wants to buy you shoes. And then you hear even more of a clap. And so when these shows are sometimes, you're thinking, okay, they are going to be breaking traditions, breaking, yet you start to see that, you know, no, I kind of like, you know, they make a point. And it's fascinating how, You know, you can only do so much in media to try to make something appear to be what the new societal norm is. Now, nowadays, yes, the new societal norm is living together. You know, and people do have a much different attitude now on marrying people who might have had prior sexual partners. But at the time, it didn't seem like the audience was in that much agreement. And it's interesting. It's just fascinating to me. And so, you know, the shows have gone a long way, and, you know, Norman Lear was behind a lot of them. And he was probably, you know, one of the poster child of bringing these sort of topics into the public, into entertainment. I mean, there was always sex and things like that, but direct where the show is going to be about sexism, women's liberation, anti-Semitism, abortion, Vietnam War. You know, that was new. So it's fascinating to see that happen. And, you know, society is starting to put a little less, shall we say, importance on TV shows now that there's just so many. Well, I mean, TikToks are now spreading a lot of information, but at the time, these TV shows were just very significant in that. And so it was, it's interesting. I don't really know of a good TV show right now that I watch. I mean, I like watching Parks and Recreation, and I like watching reruns of Office and Friends and things like that. But again, I don't want to be taught a lesson. Well, that's just me. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Taco Bell has had to pause sales of their new SOS Taco Kit. I didn't know they were selling these, but apparently they were going to sell them. They debuted them for college students. And Taco Bell sold so many that they had to end up temporarily pausing sales on the same day. Now, when I see this, and I don't know much about these taco kits. I guess you get to make your own. It comes with the sauce. It comes with the shell. It comes with, I guess they partnered with Kraft Heinz Company. And so it has the taco shell seasoning packets, mild hot fire Diablo. So you just have to, you know, go and get your cheese and your meat or whatever protein you want or veggies. And then you have the sauces. And so these Taco Bell kits were something that was pretty, pretty cool. But, and I think the kits are like $8 on Amazon right now. Honestly, to me, I'd rather just buy a taco. I think you can buy your own taco. I don't use all those hot sauces. But I get it's fun and it's cool. But I think it was Popeyes that had a similar problem where they made a chicken sandwich and it became so popular that they had to, that day or that week, stop sales. And people didn't get the memo. So they're driving across town to get to a Popeyes to get the sandwich and they're in line going, well, we don't have anymore. And then they had to make a public announcement. That's just poor marketing. You know, if you were going to launch something, and I get it, I get that, you know, you don't want to overspend and then nobody buys something. And you never know what's going to go viral or what's not. But the stupidest thing to ever do is build up the hype and then you don't have the product. So now, you know, I don't know. So I have a past life in marketing and it kills me when I see people do things wrong. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.